We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
What'd you do with my glasses, Bob?
Ron, I
you
went
hit
outside.
Ron's glasses
I went
one day.
Outside.
You hit him in a plant.
I went outside to try to stretch my legs. What I got was a golf lesson from Joe Starkey. He has a golf ball in his
pants. They were in his pocket the whole time.
Sorry, Bob. I falsely accused you.
And he's telling me about everything I already know. But I'm glad to know that he's been bitten by this bug that is more contagious than coronavirus or monkeypox.
Oh, God. Now we have to deal with monkeypox. Is that right?
Is
that headed here next?
You know, I don't want to hear about it.
What
Just
are
like I did
pox?
With the murder hornet. I don't care about the murder hornet.
You would
Whatever
if you ran into
those.
A pack
yeah,
of them.
If you had it, you what? Would.
Yeah, but how likely are you to get bit by a murder?
How likely are you to have a woodpecker?
Well, woodpeckers are around.
You seem to have been stalked by various animals and insects, so most of us not likely to have an encounter with a murder hornet. You?
Any update on a woodpecker?
You've had a problematic
woodpecker for years. I would like the murder hornet to come over and murder the woodpecker if he could.
He's still getting bothered.
No, he's actually been subdued. I don't know what happened to him.
You killed him, Bob.
Subdued? You didn't put him in a, like, arrest him, did you?
You're going to have birds' rights activists marching outside your house. You killed him. Did you?
I didn't. No, I can't even catch him. I tried.
Did the murder hornets make it here?
They did, to the West Coast, I believe.
They did?
And then they were stalled. Ron, was I telling you about the variety of squirrel attacks in recent weeks?
You were.
Did you hear
about
this,
Bob? Your cousin Viv or whatever, your Aunt Viv?
Aunt Viv from Manhattan used to warn me about squirrels. Said they're susceptible to going crazy
Vicious
at a moment's
creatures.
Notice. And then, did you hear about this, Maddie?
No.
In two different states. One, an elderly man came outside his house and a squirrel jumped on him and started eating his hand. And it took paramedics to come over and pry him loose from the man's hand, and then there was a second squirrel attack. At some point, squirrels are all going to think we've had enough of being disrespected, and if they turn, we're in trouble, Bob.
There's a lot of them.
What constitutes disrespecting a squirrel? I've never disrespected a squirrel. I don't even know what that means.
If somebody accidentally ran over an animal such as a dog in the street, it would, and rightfully, it would be something that the whole neighborhood would be up in arms about. Mm. Squirrels, you run them over and don't have a second thought, Bob.
No, I
You're
don't,
driving
I,
down
I don't
the
do
street,
that.
There's squirrel carcasses
pure,
all over
it
the
would
place.
Be a pure
Nobody
accident.
Thinks about it, Ron. You don't think the squirrels have noticed?
I have feelings for squirrels.
You don't think the squirrels have noticed that kind of disrespect?
I don't know that I've ever hit a squirrel. I thought they could escape quickly.
Is it a size requirement? Our level of concern? Like the
you hit a dog or
you
a
hit
cat,
a dog,
you
hit a
bad.
Cat.
Even
right.
a rabbit,
no, no,
I feel
no,
bad.
Or even a deer, so
I feel
it couldn't be size.
I don't, even little, like, what are those things?
Why don't we feel bad when we crush a squirrel?
Because nobody has a pet squirrel.
Nobody? Well, that's true.
Maybe they
People
don't.
People have pet
oh,
dogs.
I saw something. I saw something on Twitter just the, maybe Saturday of a guy sitting on his porch feeding squirrels.
Bad idea.
They came
Next
up
thing
to
you know
him
they're going
to
be eating
and
his
took
hand.
It out of his hand, and he was like talking to them, like, "No, no, 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 don't do that."
The squirrel whisperer
and the squirrel were listening. They were listening. I swear to God, because of this ridiculous topic, it came to my mind.
Some people have a way with
that. That's a pretty good line for your day, too.
Yeah, go that's number two. Bob knows
his
way.
I'm the leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah, there. Yeah.
Oh, he's using a golf term.
Golf term.
How about that? It's starting to rub off. A leader in the clubhouse.
Bob knows his way around a woodpecker like nobody else. We know that by now, right?
I don't know anything about woodpeckers.
Did you talk?
I
did you
talk.
Honestly talk
I did
to the
talk
woodpecker?
To the, I did. In a very nice way to start. I did.
Hello?
No, I said, hey, Woody. Woody, would you like to come down here and talk about what you're doing? Because I would.
My God, this and is I looked starting at him to and sound then, illegal.
And then he kept pecking away. Peck, peck, peck.
Conversation didn't do much for him, I guess.
Then he kept pecking away.
He
this
kept
is
pecking
sounding
away.
Like a late-night infomercial, Bob.
And when he keeps pecking away, then it got my dander up a little. So.
I know. And then you became angry. Kind of like Pirates fans. Although,
look at that transition.
Yeah, that was good. I think it's a mix of apathy and anger, and I'm wondering if Ben Charrington should have left apathy alone, because if people hear this comment. I mean, this was mind-boggling. I think this was on his show. Have you guys already read about this? Let's take a listen and see if we can decipher what he's talking about for a team that's on pace to lose 95, probably many more, and just had Yadier Molina pitching against them yesterday. Not catching, pitching. Here's Ben Cherington before that debacle.
We do see progress. We certainly have a lot of work to do to get better, and that'll never stop. But we are seeing real progress in specific areas this year. I think I'd start with that at a team level, just how we are making decisions, how we are preparing for games, making decisions inside the games. You can call it deployment. You can call it whatever you want. But I'm really encouraged by the way we're making decisions in terms of who's in the lineup, when a pitcher's in the game, when a pitcher's out of the game, the strategy. And that is something that obviously, when you're really good at that stuff and you have lots of good players, then the strategy is amplified.
Sounds to me like that was just an unsolicited endorsement of Shelty.
Was it, though?
Sure.
It took 3 years before we're finally doing things right from a strategy perspective? I don't know. What else do you make of this? Endorsement for Shelty?
That was my takeaway, and I don't know why he did it at this time, but the timing of it, obviously. They're 16-24.
It seemed like, I don't know if he was trying to just come out with positive thoughts, whatever, and there wasn't a whole bunch of them available, so that was it. Whatever the case, I think you got to be more transparent and more realistic to people. That did not make sense given what they have been doing, and it didn't tie into anything that's actually happened. It was almost like a fantasy comment.
What I thought it was, the word patronizing comes to mind, and then if I'm a fan, I'm thinking, all right, so this sort of esoteric inside background, you're really smart and we're not type of thing. This is nothing a fan could ever see, really.
No.
How we prepare for games, we're getting smarter. Weren't you smart last year or the year before? This, to me, sort of reeks of Neil Huntington-like commentary. We're smarter than the rest of you. You can't really see how smart we are, but how we're making decisions, preparing for games, you can call it deployment. You can call it whatever you want. Who's in a lineup, pitchers in and out, strategy. Come on.
Don't pay attention to our record or the fact we have the worst run differential in all of baseball.
And the most errors.
That we can't pitch, we can't hit. And now, I thought they were a pretty good defensive team earlier in the season. Now they're terrible with that.
What does
it even, don't pay any attention to all of that.
Yes. What does it even mean? The players are so bad. What does it make a difference whether you play John Van Meter or name somebody else? Cole Tucker when he was here at a given position. So Ben Cherington is sitting up there saying, wow, what a great decision. He went with Van Meter. Man, do I like our deployment of players.
It made no sense.
Made no sense.
Just grabbing onto something that doesn't exist.
Beyond making no sense, did you find it, if you were a fan, do you think patronizing? Because I did. I found it Neil Huntington-like.
Yeah, Neil Huntington-like.
Lawyerly, like
you're not seeing what we're seeing,
exactly.
And because you're not seeing it, doesn't mean it's wrong. It's right. We're doing things the right way.
We know what we're doing.
But yeah, again,
exactly.
It is a results business.
You just can't see it.
And listen, I'm not just talking about results and wins and losses because that's not going to happen right now. I'm talking about results in development. What have we seen from anyone up here who's supposed to be developing?
Good
in the
question.
Right direction?
Let me just finish on that because I think the last line was the most important part. When you're really good at that stuff and you have lots of really good players, then he says it becomes, even more enhanced. Baseball strategy to me matters less and less when you have really good players and deployment
right.
and things
Just
like that.
Put out a good lineup and let them go to work.
We can go in left field today with John Milner, Mike Isler, Bill Robinson, or Lee Lacy.
Right.
You can deploy them however you want. You can have your catcher be Ed Ott or Steve Nicosia. It doesn't matter. That's the point, and he better get more really good players in here eventually.
But that word eventually is being used too loosely. What does that even mean, eventually? I know you said 2027. Do we really have to wait that long?
No. No, next year there should be tangible improvement. But anybody who didn't think that this was at least a three-year they were going to stink plan, but what you just said, I want to jump on. You said basically this is worse than we thought it would be, and I would agree. Because the only things I really cared about this year were the development of younger players. I want to see guys coming in, and they still will. Contreras just got here. Cruz will be coming. But the decline or the lack of performance from Keller, Reynolds, and Hayes, and I'm starting to agree with you about Hayes, is disturbing. I don't care. I wouldn't care. What's their record?
16-24.
So they played 40 games.
They're at the quarter pole.
I wouldn't
care.
Quarter
pole of the season.
If they were 8-32. In fact, I think it would be a good thing if Keller, Hayes, and Reynolds were performing and looking like, you know, centerpieces of the franchise moving forward. This is great.
Yeah, but
this is what you want.
They wouldn't be 8-32 if those guys were performing.
Well, you never know.
Yeah,
depending on the rest of the team. No, I'm saying in a hypothetical world, at the beginning of the season,
you want them to play well, and they haven't.
If you said what's the most important thing, I'd say I don't care if they win a single game. If those three guys develop and play really well, and then they start calling up guys, the record to me is meaningless this year.
I know, but we seem to say that so cavalierly every year. Like, it doesn't matter. And it is a
results
business.
The way they are losing games, they can't pitch.
Yeah.
They can't hit.
Field. Fielding is falling apart.
They can't do anything. I mean, it's one thing to play a good game and go against Adam Wainwright and get beat 3-2. But the way they're losing, it's just hideous to watch.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really care. It's funny to me,
of it. And then if you want to analyze some of the trades, and I know sometimes you have to wait a little longer. However, Joe Musgrove has turned into Cy Young with San Diego. Okay. Now, I realize we're going to see what the return is in time. We won't get it all now. I get that. But just as in Gerrit Cole, at the time people thought, well, we made it. Look, we got four players, none of whom are even here anymore. And that backfired because they didn't want to pay it. Musgrove, apparently they didn't want to pay whatever he was. The Clay Holmes deal. You know, at the time I said, well, Clay Holmes, okay, he hasn't really done much here. They get Hoy Park and Diego Castillo. Do you think either one of those guys are really future Pirates longer term?
I thought Castillo might be.
I did too, but I'm not convinced.
And then Jameson Taillon's been unbelievable all of a sudden. So, I mean, this continues a long pattern of pitchers being bad
so
here.
What happens?
Or not achieving their potential here and
Chad
doing
Kuhl
it elsewhere.
Chad Kuhl is on the mound tonight.
Chad Kuhl is another.
Chad Kuhl has been good. Not great, but good.
You could make more than a full rotation of such guys.
Yeah. So that makes me wonder about Mitch Keller, because I thought by now, and I say it seemingly every year, but by now I want to know, because he has stuff. You watch his stuff, he has it. And for whatever reason, it's just not resulting in good lines when he goes out there.
I mean, I think we all...
And let me ask you something. What does it mean for him to go to the bullpen? Can you actually work things out there? I'd rather him start every day and work it out that way. That's what he is.
I don't know. Especially with this kind of team.
Right.
If you had a really good team, you want him to go to the bullpen and work it out in, like, spots where you're getting blown out or spots when you're way ahead. But what difference does it make if he comes in and gives you a bad start?
But he's a starter. And it's long since determined he's going to be the so-called ace, at least one of the top two pitchers. And to me, I just keep throwing him out there. If this year is to what you say, Joe, then just keep throwing Mitch Keller out there and let him work it out. He has to work it out on the mound as a starter.
Yeah, I mean, this is turning into glass now. We all know that if Mitch Keller went to the Yankees or Tampa Bay or another organization tomorrow, at least I think we have a pretty good idea he would suddenly be good, right? Would you be surprised at that, at least?
No, I wouldn't be surprised, because that's become the way it is.
And yet we have the general manager talking about real progress and deployment of players. How about development? The only thing, if I'm a fan, I want to hear from Ben Cherington is this is a disaster right now. We stink. You don't think we're aware of that? We're trying to build the organization from the ground up. We need our fans to be patient. If you don't want to be patient, I completely understand. We tore it down. We're building it up. We're going to be bringing up younger players. We got to do a better job of developing these players. Other than that, I got nothing to say, really.
Yeah.
That either you're on board or you're not, and I don't blame you either way. That's all I want to hear from Ben Cherington, honestly. I don't want to hear about how good they are at deploying players. And their strategy. Are you kidding me? Our strategy is good? What?
What strategy?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I see a guy like Mason Martin in AAA hitting the crap out of the ball. He plays first base. They run out Yoshi Shishugo and Michael Chavez and maybe Vogelbach once in a while, although he's more of a hitter. You know, I mean, there's opportunity for guys. There should be. And I want to see guys take the next step and see him up here. Now, Jack Suwinski's come up. And he's shown a little bit. But again, that's my point. I'd rather watch him play.
He never went to AAA.
Went straight to Double A.
They brought him up.
It was mostly
Reynolds
because they needed
COVID,
right? They needed a guy, and he stuck around
because he took advantage of it.
Yeah.
I just think this has been very. It's for me at least. It's not because of the record or the nature of the losses or Molina pitching against them to embarrass them. It's about guys not up here who are supposed to be young, emerging stars going the opposite direction.
I'm really troubled by Hayes's lack of power. Nothing.
Sure. And they can tell you about velocity and he's
Reynolds
going
to, seems to be picking up a little bit.
A little bit.
I know, but here's my thing with Reynolds. Everybody gets a bad month, you know? Of course, it's baseball. Look at the history of the game. When it becomes 2 months, that's a third of the season. So even if he becomes Mickey Mantle for the last 4 months, he contributed to the downfall of a season by stinking for 33% of it. You know what I mean? It can't go on this long.
No. And I'm more concerned about Hayes just because of what their expectation.
I'm with you guys now. I wasn't as recently as last week, but it's not getting any better. It's getting worse. At least then you could say he's got a high average. High on base. We had Shelty on and he talked about, well, I think he still leads the team in doubles. And that's true, but at some point, you got to show some.
You got to hit it over the fence.
Yeah, it just runs. It's just not fielder's choice RBIs, but actual power RBIs, especially from that position. They get it nowhere else, really.
Do the Pirates still have the capacity to anger you, or are you beyond caring? 412-928-9370. When you hear the general manager say he thinks they're making great strides with their deployment of players, their strategy, and their decisions inside the games, what does that evoke in you? And then to Ron's point, we can jump on this next. What about Shelty? What about him and his future here? 412-928-9370.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.